Grissom was being introduced to his new guests. Knocko shook the Father Abbot's paw cordially.
"Me name's Knocko, Pikehead of all Gonfalons. Pleased to meet you, Abbo, sir."
Biskey had to explain that all Gonfalon names ended with an O. Grissom smiled.
"Abbo, I like it. Well, friend Knocko, allow me to present Brother Torillo, Friar Skirpo, and our owl, Aluko."
The tawny owl bowed.
"Actually, my name really is Aluko, so I could be considered as a Gonfalon, in an honorary sort of way."
Bosey raised his nose from the salad bowl.
"I'm no bothered what you call any beast, as long as you don't refer to me as Bozo."
Knocko spotted Bosey's one-string fiddle, the bow of which he also used for firing short metal rods. The Gonfalon inspected it, inquiring,
"Is this thing a fiddle? Can you play it?"
Amused by Knocko's mispronunciation, the hare nodded.
"Aye, 'tis a fiddle right enough, and I can play it. You play the fiddle yourself, cheat Knocko."
Shaking his head, Knocko passed the instrument to Gobbo, adding,
"No, I never learned to fiddle, but Gobbo can. Ha, it's the only thing he's useful for. Come on now, Gobbo, my owl son, play the fiddle and sing for your supper, as a thank you to the Abbo."
Gobbo twanged the string once. Satisfied with the tone, he sang the quickest ditty that any Redwaller had ever heard.
"What's in a name, a Gonfalon name, would you really like to know? Now just you wait and I'll tell you, mate, they all end with O. Oh, there's Robbo and Dobbo and Bumbo and Bobbo and Gobbo, of course that's me. There's Glibbo and Fibbo and Knocko through every great head is he. There's Slumbo and Tumbo and Jimbo and Jumbo and Fiddle, no, that's me ma. So I've got to mention Knocko again, cos he's me blinking da. We don't end in a B, you know.
All Gonfalons end in O.